Good evening, everyone. We are starting a new podcast series titled Roots Reggae Reasoning Session. Tonight is going to be our first episode. And I want to talk a little bit about why I wanted to do this. And I don't want to be too long-winded, so I'm going to go as fast as I can go. I have been listening to reggae music for at least 42 years, and I'm talking about roots reggae. And it has had a powerful impact on my life. So I've been doing podcasting for over 4 years now, and I definitely wanted to do something related to roots reggae. And I've had a few reggae personalities come on the CEN show. I had Rohan Marley, which most people would know who he is, one of the sons of Bob Marley. I've had Makeda Dread Cheatham. She is a reggae pioneer in California, in the San Diego area. She runs the World Beat Center, where she's been there for numerous years, having all kind of concerts. She's affiliated with most roots reggae artists from the 70s on. I just attended a concert of hers that she put on at UC San Diego, Warrior King, Etana, Michael Rose, and a local reggae band. So I wanted to do this, and in a reggae roots reggae music is sort of defined by I looked this up, and Wikipedia have some good information about roots reggae, and I'm gonna talk about it just a little bit. It's everyday lives and aspirations of Africans and those in the African diaspora. It features the spiritual side of Rastafari. It speaks about Black liberation, revolution. It has spiritual, lyrical themes, spiritual religion, struggles, poverty, Black pride, social issues, resistance to fascism, capitalism, corrupt governments, racial oppression, repatriation to Africa, basically going home. So it deals with a very significant part of African life, all over the world, and just people in general. It doesn't limit itself to just Africans, but the base, I would say, is rooted in Africa and Jamaica and the Caribbean islands. And so I wanted to bring on anybody that's affiliated with reggae that has a deep tie to reggae. You know, that could be musical artists, promoters, historical personalities. Like I mentioned, Makeda Dread Cheatham, she's a historical personality when it comes to the genre. Musicians, sound system DJs, writers, people affiliated with reggae venues, and the roots connoisseurs, which I came up with that, which I'm one of those who's been involved in reggae, like I said, for over 42 years, an avid listener, concerts, attended many concerts, and it's just had a powerful impact on my life. So when you think about reasoning, it's reasoning is something that's logical, in a sensible way. Logical kind of goes to strict principles of validity, something that's real, logic. And so the objective is to bring on anybody that's want to sit and talk about something that makes sense. related to roots reggae and life in general. So this is why we're doing what we're doing. I want to introduce to everyone Klata Bumbo. He was a guest on our show back in March of 2024. And I want to show you the video so you could go back and listen to it and you'll see. I want to show you the date and everything. So let me just show you that. Let me share the screen. So here's the video right here. We had an excellent time. We enjoyed ourselves. We even had a reasoning session. We covered Klata's some of his music, and it was a very inspirational evening. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to keep doing this, because it's highly significant and educational, and we need to have this in existence, because it's a beautiful thing. So let me introduce myself. I'm Roski Mascagni, and we also have Brother Hendrick with us tonight on the panel. I was expecting more people to come, but they might pop in, they might not, but we're going to make the best of it. And so I want to say two things about roots reggae music. Roots reggae music is a positive life-changing agent. And then also, roots reggae music is a world power. That's what I have come up with throughout these years. And if you pay attention, I think you would agree to that. So our guest for this evening is Klata Bumbo, and I want to say that he has the triple roots reggae effect. He has the voice, the instrumentation is top of the line, and the content is off the charts, significant. I mean, I don't even know what to say. This brother is so intelligent, and his music, his lyrics just says it. And then if you look at that video I just showed, you will see what I'm talking about, and you'll see this evening. So, Brother Klata, I appreciate you coming back and starting this with us, the Roots Reggae Reasoning Sessions. This is our first show, and you're the first guest, and you're well deserving of that. And I'm very appreciative of you being here. So,
Honorable.
yeah, man. So welcome. And what have you been doing for these past 10
Greetings,
months,
greetings,
man?
greetings. So I will greet your audience, whether it be audience now or audience in the near future, in the far future, in the ancient future. We say greetings, greetings from Negril, Jamaica. You don't know me? Let me officially introduce myself. My name is Klata Bumbo, and I am considered a reggae roots artist, but I see myself a culture builder and a culture shaper and a maintenance. A man who is adding to maintain what is considered roots, you know. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be the first again. And there's been a lot of firsts happening in my life, so I'm happy to be the first to be introduced to this aspect of your expansive program, you know. So much respect and gratitude, sir.
So
What have I been up to? I've been trying to get closer to self. I've been trying to get closer to the calling. I've been trying to create spaces where roots music can flourish from a creative standpoint. I've been, just working on roots reggae music, just working on what I would consider my calling, you know. So constantly recording, constantly collaborating, constantly trying to be independent and stay independent. As you say, the trifecta, you know, the triple effect: content, instrumentation, vocal clarity. You know, working on my vocals, trying to make sure that I'm I'm maintaining the responsibility of introducing new vocabulary to roots reggae music. New vocabulary, but working on maintaining the message, you know, keep flicking on light switches, keep shining the light into this dark place that we call society, you know? Just working, man.
Excellent. Good, good. So now, can you tell us where you are right now?
Well, I am in my hometown. I'm in my playground. It's Negril, Jamaica, which is the western tip of Jamaica, and this area is blessed with a 7 mile beach, the third or probably the largest wetland in the Caribbean. Window to the world, Negril, Jamaica, you know? So that's where I am right now, my brother.
Can you show us the picture you showed me earlier?
So Negril, the west end of Negril is all the way over there. If you can see the lights in the background, I am on the 7 mile beach right now. It's late in the evening, but I'm sure you can see that there's a lot of beach, a lot of sand, and I'm at this little restaurant called the Coyaba in Negril. And this is where you come to get good food and, you know, just good ambience, good music. This place has done a great job in maintaining just consistency in there in how they cook Jamaican food and fresh food, you know, fresh seafood, and you know, it's just amazing here, man. So this is where I would come to eat whenever I'm home. This is one of my favorite spots to come to. And the Wi-Fi here is amazing. You know, so we can connect to the world out of here. So we're in Negril, Jamaica right now.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Yeah,
So
man.
what I want to do now, Brother Kalata, is talk about the state of roots reggae. And you know, I have my thoughts about it, and but I'm gonna keep that to myself for now. So I want you to lead off with this, and then I'm gonna go to I know Brother Hembrick listens to some reggae, but I don't know if he would know extensively about the state of roots reggae music, but he can chime in on it. And then I have another guest that showed up, and I will introduce her after you know, tell us what do you think about the state of roots reggae music.
Yeah, well, my brethren, with the highest level of honesty, what do I think about roots reggae music doesn't matter. What do I observe in roots reggae music is what keeps me up at night. It is what keeps me working. It is what keeps me re-identifying my path. Re-identifying, reshaping, you know, how I prepare to go forward. Roots reggae music is what it is, roots. It has been a force for change. If anybody who knows roots reggae music know that the soldiers, the roots reggae music soldiers out of Jamaica, we can call a few names, but we will never be able to talk about all of them because there are so many great personalities that through roots reggae music have shifted world view for so many people. Pulcher, Alive and Well, Burning Spear. We can talk about the trio of the Wailers, Marley, Tosh, Bunny Wailer, Black Uhuru. If we're thinking about musician, we can talk about Sly and Robbie. We can talk about China, Earl China Smith. There's so many names to call as it relates to, you know, what roots reggae music is. Then we had we see this uprising of a sound that came out of Saint Croix, you know, spearheaded by two brothers, Vaughn and Ron Benjamin, or I should say Ron and Vaughn Benjamin as it relates to Bird Sequence. Ron Benjamin, to me, is probably one of the greatest bass player that has graced this planet in terms of how he expresses bass flows, bass projections on a simple reggae drum beat. Von Benjamin, in his ability to, man, how this man can package history in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. You know, so we look at all these great names and all these great personalities who have taken on the charge to enlighten young people, to speak truth to power, to send out the call, you know, the call for action. We can reference all these great names, and we'll realize that roots reggae music is alive and well, and I want to underscore that. Roots reggae music is more relevant now than it has ever been. It so happened that the space is saturated with noise. And this is no disrespect to anybody else's genre, subgenre, or craft. You know, one can say there are thinkers around me who would literally say with this without apology that the system has found a way how to drown out the voices that really matter. You know, so what I've observed, roots reggae music has been pushed underground. Since the passing of Von Benjamin, I have noticed that even the producers around Von Benjamin has somewhat dropped the ball and have gone commercial. And I've gone commercial in the fact that everybody wants to get a bigger audience. Everybody seems to want to chase fiat currency, you know? You look on what the Marlies are doing. They are doing greater numbers than they've ever done. There are multi-million dollar contracts that are being signed with established names. You consider Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and all these great musical institutions. They have somehow convinced people who have been champion of the roots to be in their purview, where numbers, venues, amphitheaters, stadiums, you know. But the real roots, what you and I will call the real roots, seems to have gone back to ground level and have somehow, it seems to me that roots reggae needs now to repackage and find ways to break into mainstream that is not a compromise of values, a compromise of substance, a compromise of quality. I think for those who are serious about roots reggae music, for those who are seeing the ills in society and want to contribute in sounding warning and sending signals to generations to come, I think this is the perfect time for roots reggae music. Because again, the space is saturated with a kind of sound that is what we call, we don't want to coin this, but we call it zombie sound, you know, where it's not an attempt to coin a phrase, but it's what we're seeing, you know, where most people are afraid to talk about human wickedness. Most people are afraid to talk about evil among us as human beings. Look at the wars, the various wars around the world right now, and look at what powerful nations are doing to quote unquote weaker nations. Look at land appropriation, settler colonialism. Look at what is going on with the US dollar right now. Look at what's going on with the BRICS nations, and new power is forming alliance with developing powers to tear down the present power. And you know, I think what roots reggae music have done in the 1960s into the 1970s it's a time for a reemergence of that approach to music, where it's not so much about commercial value, but it's more about, hey, if we're not working together and if we're not looking at what's going on, the next thing, we're going to be hunted by artificial intelligence. So my present position is that roots reggae is alive and well. And I won't go as far as to say that it's been given a backbench. There's just not enough support for those who are telling truth. There's not enough support for those who are turning on lights. And when you consider what's even going on with digital service providers right now, they're coming at independent music creators. And when I say come at, I mean they're trying to put us in a corner so we can become label dogs and system dogs. And roots reggae music has always been an independent sound, you know, probably with the exception of Marley, who went mainstream under Chris Blackwell and Island Records. Roots reggae music has always been an underground sound. So if independent, underground independent sound, so if independent musicians are getting some kind of whipping, then roots reggae music, even though it may not be targeted for said whipping, it's somewhat fall in the category of, you know, suffering, because we don't promote alcoholism, we don't promote hard drugs, we don't promote lewdness, we don't tell women to wear no clothes and come and shake up their God-given assets. We don't do those things. We don't sell drinks. Roots reggae music don't sell drinks. You know, and when you consider venues that would somehow consider roots reggae music to be in their venues, they too are hemorrhaging. The present administration in the United States of America signed 350 plus executive actions, and one of those is to cut anything that has to do with diversity, anything that has to do with blackness. You know, reggae music champion those things, as you have put in your introduction. So when you have like grants that used to be given to nonprofits or culturally sound promoters, and they can say, okay, I can bring up this brother from Jamaica, I can bring up, you think of the immigration status in the United States right now, roots reggae music stand to go back to root, if you understand what I mean. Like we really don't have any choice but to go back to root. That's what I observe. I observe a saturation of the space itself. And I also observe that the young minds today don't want to hear about the suffering of a man in Palestine. They don't want to hear that. That's not what they want to hear. They want to hear what car this guy drive and what alcohol he's drinking and, you know, what he does is in his bedroom. But even though I've observed that reggae music is relevant, is necessary, and it's been produced and it's been consumed by connoisseurs, and when the shit hit the fan, I know that they all are going to come back to roots reggae music, because that's what that is the people's music. You know?
I and I are the roots.
No branches, no branches, no leaves. You know? No nuts in the trunk. It's the root, you know? It's the root. So, yeah, man, my observation is that reggae music is relevant. Reggae music is alive and well. It is necessary right now. And for me, I'm not making any extra effort to show myself up or to say, here I am, I'm a great performer. No, because I know that the message that I'm putting forward is for generations to come. You know? So
True.
we have to go back to the root. We have to go back to the root. You know, we have to go back to the roots. We have to go back to the root. And that's what I think that's what's happening. Roots reggae music is going back to the root.
All right. All right. Thanks for that, man. That was a great observation. I want to go to Brother Hembrick. Brother Hembrick.
Step up, Brother Hembrick.
Sir.
So, Brother Hembrick, What did you think about what the brother said? I don't know. Have you been listening to the I know you like reggae, but have you been listening to it lately? And then, you could talk about some of the things he spoke about because it was very relevant.
No, I haven't. I don't. You were supposed to be getting some to me, and you never have.
Well, you'll get it. I'm gonna get
I love the beat, but I don't know what they be saying. Like half of, I won't say half, but about an eighth of
it.
the beat tonight. It was like, I can't pick up that taking a Caribbean tongue, but I love the fact that it's revolutionary. I study that in history all the time. I think that's the most powerful area in the West is the Caribbean, as far as, revolutionary thought and all of that. But like I say, I love the beat. I don't know what they're saying, and I would like to say this, there's some terms that are being used that I don't understand. There's some type of dictionary, a root reggae dictionary that explains what certain terms mean. That would help put me more in touch with what's going on. But I love, like, Christoph Dessalines, all that, the wars against Europeans, from that area. And I know it's in the music, but like I say, I can't get it. But I love the beat. And I got friends like you, hosts and others who've been promising to take me to concerts and all that, and I ain't been to one yet.
Okay, well, let's put it on the record. They have you got Micah Shamaya and Queen Omega is gonna be in San Pedro on March 1st. Brother Ross Empey gonna go, and I'm going. So I guess you going, right?
I hope so. I've also been wanting to go to a reggae on the river up in
Oh yeah, we
the.
gotta talk about that one.
I want to do that. Matter of fact, my guy supposed to be taking me to that. So I love it. Like I say, it's like a foreign language. Well, I won't say a foreign language, but it's just certain terms that they say. Like for a long time, I didn't, and I'm still not clear when they talk about Babylon.
Can expound on that.
I
I can expound on that. I can expound on that. Like, so check this out, my brother. When you have a people who recognize suffering and understand that their mother and fathers have suffered, their great grandparents have suffered, and if we try to find a root of our suffering, the powers of the West would say, okay, because we're of slavery. And our history started as slavery. You consider the wickedest, one of the wickedest system before the West. And when I say the West, I'm not talking about North America alone. I'm talking about the alliance of the West. So we're talking about North America, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Great Britain. They mimic Babylon. Their wickedness would mimic Babylon. Rastafari has always found a way how to get into the mainstream without pointing fingers on the present evil. Thus, Babylon. Babylon is an umbrella term for a police system that brutalizes black people for no reason outside the fact that they're black. A police system that run into poor neighborhoods of poor whites. And knowing that they're poor and knowing that their poverty is as a result of the system's doing, and they still go in there and they cause havoc. They shoot their children, they beat their children to a pulp, they plant drugs on them, they do all kind of stuff. That's what Rastafari call Babylon, injustice. You know?
Thank you.
So when you hear Babylon system is a vampire coming from Bob Marley. He's literally saying that the powers of being mimic the old Babylon system, mimics the old Rome system, mimics empire system. mimics the old Dutch Empire, mimics the old British Empire, and they feed off of the ills of the quote unquote impoverished, the ones who they made poor so they can be rich. So Babylon system, when a Rasta man says Babylon system, he is literally speaking about the ill of society that is designed and is given to the people in the form of a discourse. So it's the discourse that is the Babylon system. You understand me, champion?
Appreciate it. Yeah, I got you. Now, a second one, if I can, right quick. I know you got other guests. The term I and I. Can you explain that one?
Yeah, man. So watch me now, my brethren. The good book, the Bible, that has done so much good and so much evil on this earth, will tell you that God created man in his own image. We can Rastafari discern that to say that I am him and he is me. We are all one. I and I. If I'm reasoning with you right now, it's not the reason is not just about me. It's about you too. Tim, I've never seen your face, still not seeing your face right now, but I can give you respect on the mere fact that we are sharing the same space. So I and I seem to mean I see you as you see me. I respect you as you respect me. See, if you don't put a gun at me, I don't need to put a gun at you. If I have food, you have food. And I would hope, when I say I and I would hope that you would think the same about me, that you have food and I don't have food, so we all have food. You dig me, Bridget? So I and I is literally saying, I see you, Bridget. I see you. I hear you. I am you. We are sharing the same space.
Appreciate that.
And I hope it makes sense because I think that's all these parables and all these terminologies that have somehow gone over the head of the listener. I think it's the responsibility of root reggae music creators in the modern age, in the information age, is to break up these parables and unpack these parables and make them functional, make them usable, make them practical, you know?
Okay. I just want to say this, and I'm gonna let it go. You know, just like the brother.
Yes. Yeah, okay. We need another one. Oh.
Brothers, no.
What's this, huh? Yeah, we have a big one like that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Roshan. I'll come back later.
Okay.
Somebody.
Okay. So yeah, thanks for that, Brother Hembrick. And Brother Hembrick, I'm gonna share Brother Klotz's music catalog with you. I'm gonna get that to you this evening. Some of the impactful songs that he has.
I am a witness. I am a witness to that. I hear that. I hear that.
I'm gonna get it to him because, yeah. If I say it, I'm supposed to be doing it. So I'm gonna get you some music tonight. So now, Brother Clotta, I met this wonderful,
Hello.
This wonderful lady about a month ago. She has ties with Professor Amin Ra, Long Beach State Black Studies Department, and also ties to a brother named Barry Thomas, and they're, you know, both instrumental in our platform. And so Barry had told me that she was married to a famous reggae artist, and I didn't know that who it was. Barry told me some names, like a group name, but I didn't know the magnitude of her affiliation with reggae, and I'll let her disclose what she want to disclose. But she is according to the people around us, she's a very powerful woman and very instrumental in the Black Studies Department in the 1970s. At Long Beach State University in California. So I'm going to introduce to everybody Miss Jen Jay. Miss Jen Jay, can you unmute, please?
Bless it, love. Love
yes,
in the
ma'am.
House.
Greetings. Greetings.
Yes. All right.
And I'm going to let you, I'm gonna let you disclose what you
All
want
right.
to disclose. Thank
All
you.
All right. I think my son may be trying to log on, but anyway. Reggae music is great, man, and the future is bright. And we don't watch none of them because them will follow their money, but we are follow a whole different thing.
Gonna say
these
it better
young
myself.
People now, these young people now, is their turn, that's all. Is their turn. And fire have to burn because me love Chronix, man. Me love Protege, me love Kabaka, me love Lilai K, me love them, man. Me glad Buju back on the scene. Well, just stay there, man. You want to see reggae music, you need to hear what happened. You see, at the age that I and I reach, we have to just see it through a different perspective because when I'm not bleaching no more. Them days done. Stay up all night for listening to music. We can't do that, man. My picnic do them thing there, man. And them young people are run things. It's their time. But it's good reggae music. The young man called Jesse Royal. The next man called Mortimer. My God, I love Mortimer's music, man. You know it?
Yes, the man. Yes. Lightning to me is one of the most powerful love songs ever written.
And the video.
And the music video. God. Simplicity, and it's an illustration of how beautiful our people can be presented, you know.
Rasta, good music out there. And don't forget, you still have a no say. Like Martina, many others are making their transition. They're not gone yet because they've left their music. And,
yeah,
the youth can hear it. And they keep on moving, so don't study them. Reggae, fine.
Reggae music. When we look at the 1950s and 1960s and the music that were produced in Jamaica in those eras, and where California reggae music is now, think about ska as a genre, not a subgenre, but a genre. Most of it has been played in California and parts of Europe. You think of Roots One Drop, Europe. You think of there's a bunch of white dudes in California and them of this thing them called Reggae Rise Up, where all their bills are totally whitewashed. And they call it Reggae Rise Up. They're playing reggae music. The music of the 1950s, 1960s have done its job. It has influenced the world. And the world have found it that they can do it, they can shape it, they can own it, they can exploit it. And as you said, most men follow their money. Me have a responsibility for the people. Me have a responsibility for my people.
Here the next thing now. You see, North Yard man, them very emotional about the Marley movie.
Yeah.
Very touchy. Very touchy topic. But here's the reality of it. Whether me love it or not love it is not the point. The point is that me go sit in a theater and see it on a large screen. And hear it through them speakers there. And me sit and me just, sure.
Milestone.
So happy for them.
Huge milestone.
And me so happy for them because Ziggy and his sister love their mother. And they make that movie for their mother. So
yeah,
that's
man.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong.
Man. Yeah, man, it's a milestone, man. It's a milestone. It's the power behind the music and not necessarily the musician himself. It's the power behind the music. Is them say for every strong man there's a strong woman, and we need to know that there's balance. So it's about time someone had taken the responsibility to put that to the fore, you know. I appreciated that movie. I watched
commitment.
It multiple times.
Take the commitment.
Yeah,
and
man.
That was an opportunity for next filmmakers now. I mean, the I3s, them can have for their own story.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A whole another story, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah,
the
man.
I3s, each one of them daughters, queens, their background.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You can't touch them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's etched. It's hieroglyphics in digital. In the digital spaces, it's hieroglyphics in the mind of those who know. It will never go anywhere. It's always there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Definitely,
so there's
man.
So much And even with the Marley movie, there's so much left out, and there's still so much yet that can be told, you know. Because all a series can come out of that. 13 episodes, 8 episodes, 13 episodes, a series. So much more information to be covered. And so what a man have to realize is give thanks that is put out there because the potential can go. When I hear so much Rasta man in Jamaican, whoo, cuss at them so much, them say, we can't find no Jamaican to do the parts. Them beg. Just
But yo, those who
this
know, those who know, man, those
Rasta,
who know,
just
those who
give
know,
thanks, it's
know.
done.
Those who know, know. Those who know, know, and those who understand, understand. Those who overs, overs. And the Marley movie is a milestone. It paved the way, not just for Jamaicans. It paved the way for anybody who wanted dark skin. Dark skin woman, dark skin man, dark skin pitney. Yeah, that is the reason for that movie right there. You know, move the thing a little bit further. Yeah.
Revitalize and back to the discussion, revitalize the roots.
Yeah, man, definitely. Revitalize
Because a
Rasta.
roots Bob deal with.
Yeah, man.
Roots
Yeah,
Bob
man.
deal with. Speak to the roots. So it revitalized the roots because them young people here, wow, it's just like in American music, them young music is so nasty.
So you meant
But the young people
you
are
mentioned but you
make them
mentioned
go on,
you
make
mentioned
them go on.
you mentioned Chronix as a as a as an artist. Chronix had Hector Lewis as a percussionist in his band. Hector Lewis, percussionist and supporting vocalist. So Queen Majesty, that tune. Hector Lewis's vocals as a percussionist in Zinc Fence band is unmatched. And he got the role of Afton Barrett, drummer Carlton Barrett in the Marley movie. And Hector Lewis now has his own career as a roots musician. So, you know, all of it, there is value in all of it. There's value in all of what has happened with that movie, you know? And it's
Yeah,
helping to
man.
revitalize the roots. New artists are emerging out of that movie. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing for roots.
Enough food to eat. Next thing now. Buju says something that me never really agree with, you know.
Regarding the
If do
Afrobeat.
an interview where, yes, me never, me want to tell him, say, infer. Find the middle ground. There's 50 countries in Africa, Aya. And is that where we say we want to reach? So you could
Yeah.
work with Afrobeats and forward. But this them young people, you know, them don't they not think. Them think it's all about they're at that stage, they're at that toddler stage where everything is about them. But soon they'll
if
reach
we
when them
so you see,
when
I'm not defending Buju Banton, and I will not say I share his opinion. But I can understand where he's coming from. Because I too believe that Africa has a responsibility to make preparation for her children. Africa has not done that. And when people will say, well, we have Shashamani and Ghana is giving default citizenship. None of that affects us in the West to
Yes,
any.
I am. But at the same time, me will tell you as an American, as a Yankee sitting here, me will tell you, say, in this dispensation of time, 2025, long time we are seeing of Africa. So now it's time for pick up and go. It's just a plane ticket. So me, that's what me will tell you, you know. That's what me would tell you, because I'm actually saying that to myself. When I say that out loud to the I man, I'ma say it to you know to I. It's time for go. We're big people now. Look how long we are chat Africa.
Just like and just like you can say it's time to pick up and go. I and I said to you, say Africa has not done enough to take care of its own in the diaspora.
No, but they don't even know. So
Africa has not.
Know.
Africa has not done enough.
Some of them some ignorant people,
Yeah, Mama, Africa has not done enough to prepare for her children in the diaspora. And we have not let go off of our skirt tail. We've never let go. We have never let go, especially us in Jamaica. We've always championed the freedom of states in Africa that is under significant amount of oppression.
That's you and I are one. That's exactly what I and I are reasoning. Say, look how we are chat. But I say, you have certain things. This is just my little opinion, you know.
Yeah, man.
You
but have what would you Bantan say?
In a time.
Yeah, what would you Bantan say?
In a time. We have.
Mama, Burna Boy, come to Jamaica. King. Burna Boy, come to Jamaica and charge $3,000 for VIP seats. How can a Burna Boy come to Jamaica and charge $3,000 for a VIP seat? How many Jamaican make $3,000 in our lifetime? The point that Buju Bantan was making is that Africa has given up their buying power, their influential power, to chase money, to be in the mainstream.
Yes, yes.
And it's a fact.
I am not disagreeing, but what I am talking about is solution. And Africa is awaiting its creators. You know, here Bob Singh said, Africa awaits its creators. As we come to the West and we get certain knowledge and exposure. And have so many, we think we have so much solution to problem. And them think we say, we're Babylon's favorite little slave. That's what them see me, you know. I mean, you're talking in the West, you know.
Well, can I add
That's
a little something?
See me, they say.
Let me add a little yes. something to this. Now, we know that the Babylon forces have infiltrated Africa just like they infiltrated most lands. So definitely, because of that, we have these miscommunication lines, and we could kind of go back and forth about this and that. But we got to know what's at the root of that problem, and what's at the root of that problem is exploitation.
Exploitation yeah. of the whole planet. Yeah. Listen, the scramble for Africa.
Yeah.
America, listen, man. This is not an opinion. This is something I and I know from my youth. Jamaicans, not necessarily reggae Jamaicans, reggae performing Jamaicans, but Jamaicans do see North America as Black Central. Africa, I think I said this on the last time I was on your show. And it continues and it remains so. Especially Black intellectuals have a responsibility to educate the hemisphere. And by educating the hemisphere, I mean STEM stuff. Science, technology, mathematics, the whole works. But in the same breath, Africa needs to be held responsible for her responsibility to make room and create space for her people in the diaspora. She has not done that effectively or efficiently. Africa is speaking European tongues, Anglophone, Francophone, Lusophone, you name it. They're not even speaking their own tongues. I mean, like, how can we trust to go into a country that is supposed to be a safe zone and it's speaking French? It makes no sense.
It's it shows the deepness of the reach of
the oppression. The oppression.
So we built this alliance here called the Community Education Network to break down Babylon walls and to build these when we have to build these relationships. And we have people in Ghana that we affiliate with that's from here, that's in Ghana.
Awesome. That's a
yeah,
drop in
so
the
so
it's a step in the right direction, but it's still a drop in the bucket. Because politics, most of the solution that we most of the problems that we face as quote unquote black people in the West have political solutions. Yeah? And when Africa is not represented properly in the quote unquote United Nations, I mean, you notice when African leaders are speaking in the UN, everybody walk out. They're speaking to an empty room. Now, which well-thinking roots man is going to think that he's going to be saved if he goes to Africa? This is not a disrespect to those who have done work before me and continue to do work today, but something has to give and someone has to speak the truth. Africa is not. Africa needs to clean up our yard.
Yeah. Plata, Burkina Faso has a leader right now that's speaking our language.
We've seen that leader before.
I know
who he's talking. We've seen that leader before.
Okay.
We've seen that kind of bossy. I'm the baddest. I'm the greatest. I can do this.
Oh
no! Listen,
no,
man.
We might be talking about a different guy.
We've seen that bravado before, and I'm telling you,
we definitely gonna have to collaborate because I know some people that are rooted. Or that's rooted in Ghana, that's from here. So we could definitely get to the point where you could see some alliances at some point. But it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress, and it's conversations like these, and the work of roots reggae musicians, the work of culture builders, to call a spade a spade. We cannot beat around the bush about the situation of the West and the problem, quote unquote, black people are facing. Because, check this out, I take a lot of flack in North America for saying I do not identify as black. And people say, but you're black. Why don't you identify as black? Look at you, you're black. And I'm like, but if I understand the criterion of blackness and I have a good understanding of what the criterion of blackness is, why would I put myself in a substandard position to please a white man? Or to please a white oppressor. Let's unpack it. Let's talk about it and let's make sense of it. Don't tell me I need to identify as black. And don't tell me that I need to go to Africa. Because I really don't need to go to Africa. I really don't. Until the conditions are right. And a big part of the condition being right is that Africa needs to make preparation for the masses that have been taken away from her and has been brought to the West, and we work our fingers to the bones. And they build up their societies on our backs, and they continue to oppress us and keep us down. If Africa was serious about her state, she would have made room for us. That's all I'm saying. And it's an observation, and it's not to cause problems. It's what we've noticed, what I've noticed.
Well,
you know.
Well, see, the concern that you have has to be addressed. And alliances have to be built to reconcile that. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because there's bridges being built, and we can come back to that. But
yes, sir.
Sister Jin J.
That's the point.
Sister Jin J.
Yes.
Do you want to give us any of your history, or you want to not?
Well, I was hoping my son would log on.
I can't hear you, sister.
I said, I was hoping that my son would log on. One of my sons, I gave the information he was trying to log in. You know, the music Blaze Mob is the group that he sings with. Did you like their music, Rasaki?
I've heard them, and I've heard that song before. Yeah, it's nice. I'm gonna check out more of the catalog, and definitely like what I heard. And I've heard that before when it first came out. Clata, are you familiar with Blaze Mob?
She just mentioned the name, and I'm going to look into it right away. No, I've not heard of them before.
Okay.
Blaze Mob.
They just recent Yeah, B, it's an acronym for Blaze, Born Leaders Achieving the Zenith of Existence, MOB, Moving Over Barriers, Blaze
Yes.
MOB. And
I
they
will check them
just
out.
had some music release, yeah, on Sirius,
Serious,
the
yeah.
joint, I guess the Marley
The joint.
station.
Yeah.
Yeah, just yeah. October the 4th, and the track is called Rastafari Children.
Yeah, man, I'll check it
I
out,
didn't
man.
send you that one, Brendan. You can check it out. And my
Definitely, mama.
sons, they're young people. Them love the roots. They do a little, this, but they're decent. They're not talking about parts and what they want to do with them. So they get a fife to make them go on, because we're making a joyful noise unto Jah Lord, and them a follow in their father's footsteps,
Mighty.
and their father.
Who is
Father is Garth Dennis.
this?
Yes, Garthy.
Honorable.
Garth Dennis,
Black
a
Uhuru.
founding member of
Ma
Black Uhuru
Bucks and Mali.
and
Wailers.
member of the Wailing Souls.
Wailing Soul. He but Garth Dennis did some work with Wailers too.
Not Wailers, Wailing Souls.
Wailing Soul.
Yes. The
Yeah, man, I know the name,
original
man.
Wailing Soul,
I know the name,
the
man.
quartet. Yeah, man. Firehouse Rock, Kingdom Rise. Jah give us life to live.
Man, God, Dennis.
Brother Gravalisha.
Yes,
Back
sir.
out with it. Things and time. Just on and on
Yeah,
and
man.
on.
I know the sound,
For
man.
them time, when the brethren were laying the roots.
Yes.
Laying
Yes.
the roots of it all, so many of our brethren are making their transition now, and so it goes, life goes on, and the young
Yeah,
people,
man,
they're
and it's in and it's in
so
honor,
many.
and it's in honor of those great souls who have done the work. That I and I have to stand up on firm footing and speak truth, you know? It's just what has to happen right now. The truth have come forward.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yes, now.
So my youth got they started singing out on Venice Beach when they were little. Brassica,
Yes.
out in Venice Beach in the early 80s, and then we moved to Jamaica.
That's nice. Venice Beach, were they a part of any of those free concerts?
My sons,
Yeah, they used to have a series of free concerts at Venice Beach, I think.
no man, this is when they were little bits, because at that time they were like 3, 6, and 7 or some little bit. They were little boys, babies, and
Okay.
they used to go out on Saturdays, and you know how they have all the entertainers out there.
Yeah,
And so that
definitely.
time there,
Yeah.
they used to carry a boom box and dance and sing and collect money. So when we moved to Jamaica, they picked up instruments. That's when they
Okay.
take it to the next level. One play drums, one play keyboards, one play bass.
Blaze mom. Definitely want to.
And then they make history because they were three little Rasta dreadlocks at St. George's College. It's big drama to get them into the school,
Well,
Yeah.
where's St. George's?
It's in Kingston.
Okay.
They call it a college, but it's a high school to us. But it's just based off of the English system. So they refer to it as a college.
All colonials, deep rooted St. George's College. wields a lot of power in Jamaica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now
it's a Jesuit college. It's a Jesuit college, and it's the tree liquor rasta that go there. Because they said it was the best school. And I wanted them to get the best.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do now, I want you to talk about these few songs there, Brother Clata, that I got it pinned up here. Let me see. I'm gonna go to the track called Pure Love. Let's go to that. And it has some lyrics. I have it right where the lyrics that I want people to hear. I thought they were very significant. These lyrics right here. And get the sound, make sure everybody could hear it. All right, everybody check this out.
Yes, I, your love, unadulterated Rasta love. Yeah, your love, unadulterated Rasta love. Yes, I. The health of community is rooted in the health of the families. Continuance is rooted in the knowledge we prepare as food for the young.
Food for the young.
Boosted by the care we render to the elders among us when they're wise and gray. Take time for anecdotes. Ask so you may know. Love,
your love,
unconditional love. The vehicle to prosperity, the basis of our harmony. Yes, I, your love.
Now that's excellent. You talk about those words that you just, I mean, when I heard that lyrics, I had to call you. I had to call you and tell you about that. So can you talk about that?
The health of community is rooted in the health of the family. Its continuance is rooted in the knowledge. As we prepare as food for the young, boasted by the care we rendered to the elders among us when they're wise and great. Take time for anecdotes. Ask so you may know. Oral tradition is a big part of my upbringing. And it's rooted in Africa, yeah? So, one big family. The people who are labeled black needs to understand that there are anecdotes that we are missing. We are missing these anecdotes. Like, we don't want to talk to our grandparents anymore, my lad. Like, kids don't have time to sit down with their own mothers. They don't have time to sit down with their grandparents, you know? Pure love is begging. It's a call to order to say, yo, go home, man. Go home to the people who made you. Go sit down and talk and learn about your own history. Learn about the history so you can branch out to go learn about our history. So we can make the links, we can create the bridges between probably wanting to go to Africa or probably wanting to go where you should be most accepted in family. The family is fragmented by design. The family is fragmented by design. It's an industrial model. You break up the families so everybody can work, so everybody can focus on what they need to do for the money. You know, the money chase is the fact that there isn't any family. Families used to be responsible for ensuring that there's a future in land holdings, in the repair of the original structure that great-grandfather built. I've come to Jamaica and watch all these structures go into ruins because people don't care about the work that their great-grandfather did. And why they don't care about this work? Because they didn't go and spend time with him. They didn't talk to their grandmothers. People in Jamaica, and I'm saying Jamaica, I know so many people in Jamaica who doesn't know their mother's birthday. They don't know their grandfather's birthday. They don't even know their grandfather had a middle name. What the grandfather's middle name is. So that verse that you picked up on, I'm simply saying, you cannot have a healthy community if you don't have a healthy family. You cannot have a healthy country if the system does not ensure that the family structure is intact and that it's healthy. Those are the simple things that this lyrics is saying. In simple terms, it's in the family, brother. It doesn't matter what you want to do or how you want to go, no matter how rich you become as an individual. If you don't have your mother's love, you don't have anything at all, my brethren.
Yeah.
And when you have and when you have your mother and your father love together, it makes it much, much stronger. And when you have a family unit, and not necessarily to look for shoulders to cry on, but for voices to sing celebration to your achievements. You know? It's a call to order. Let's look on our families. And until we understand how important our families are, we will continue to be pawns in the game of life that the oppressor is obviously setting the rules for.
Brother Clotta?
Yes, sir.
If money is the value, the human is devalued. I could see you saying that.
Yeah, man.
So that's an excellent song, man.
And that's the beast of that tune.
Hey, I want to play this other one, and then when we finish with this one, you can talk about it. Then I'm gonna go to Brother Hembrick and Sister Jen Jack.
Yes, brother.
See what they thought about the songs. Share screen. Share sound. All right. This one is called Earthly Works.
Earthly sounds, earthly rhythms, earthly melodies, designed for earthlings to break the chains of earthly systems. Message to remind common children, dig deep within and shine bright. So much we don't know about us. So much. Shine bright. Don't be too content with the roles. Yeah, hear me though. You take a stock of what you got, and nobody farm no food. Hold firm to your station and prepare to take a stance. Both sides are at the gate. It's no coincidence. Them come to own your sound. Them come to take the sound. And then them cancel you. Check the cycle. Oh, I and I.
Wow. Wow, wow, we. Man, what can I say? This is excellent music, excellent content. Talk about Earthly Works a little bit there.
Earthly Works. The state of roots reggae music is what stimulated Earthly Works. Because we see our government in Jamaica is being forced to honor entertainers and give them order of distinctions. And when you listen down to them catalog, these awardees, listen down to them catalog, it's gun. It's gun lyrics. Gun Jeffy's lyrics about guns and killing and kill a boy and shoot a boy. And yeah, Earthly Works speaks to the state of reggae, the state of our culture, the state of the people in the culture who is helping to create the modern aspect of the culture, chasing the money. And it's also about those who are appropriating the sound and are making it theirs. It's for them and their friends. And certain artists like a Klatabumbo can't make it to the stage because of how we speak, how we sound. We're roots, yeah? The earthly sound, earthly rhythms, earthly melodies designed for earthlings. It's for everyone. Reggae music has always been for everyone, the champion. Black, white, purple, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, you name it. Reggae music is a truth sound. It's a stimulus for change. It's not revolutionary so much as it is a sound that sends out signal to say, hey, take a stop, man. All you need, you already have. You don't need to chase it. If it's good, they will come for it. If you want money, when they come, you charge them the proper price. Don't be going running after it. Using hard drugs to feed your energy so you can go play big stages and make millions. To what end? To say that you are famous? Rastafari send me come with word combination, simple formations, message for change, mind. Sound for kill the propaganda we promote war and crime. It's a bare-faced, fist up, barefooted, treading in the bush, in the maca, walking through fire, climbing over bag wire to tell them to stop it. Lift up your head, man, and take care of what you have, man. And don't go on like you want to just give it away because a guy bring you an offering of a bag.
Mm.
That's what Earthly Works is about. Earthly Works is about defending, recognizing, defending, protecting, continue to create and develop what you have. Your sound.
Integrity.
Integrity, brother. Quality. Message for change minds. Not message for sell drinks. A merch. Message for change minds. And we're not killing business. We're not knocking the entrepreneurial mind. Because I'm an entrepreneur myself. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying kill entrepreneurship. I'm saying stand up in your pelvic girdle. Stand up firm on your feet. Keep your chest up. Breathe deep. Speak your truth. You don't have to be disrespectful, but you must defend your sound. You have to defend your sound. The Jamaican government has not seized the opportunity to copyright the phrase reggae. How is that? How is it some guy in a dorm room in California can go on his guitar and strum something, some little thing, I don't even know what I'm strumming, and the next thing you know, he's a multimillionaire because he has a big following. You know, everybody take care of them own. He have the audience, he have the demographic, so he make a ton load of money, but he's never been to Jamaica. He doesn't care about Jamaicans, but he's playing reggae. Why hasn't the political forces in Jamaica taken it upon themselves to copyright the phrase reggae?
Interesting point. I've never even thought about that.
Exactly, man. Exactly, man. So again, that is the responsibility of modern roots, especially educated roots musicians. And by educated, I mean roots musicians who have taken it upon themselves to learn the oppressor's ways, who've sat into the classroom, learned psychology as it's been taught by the slave master. You know, when you understand Pavlovian theories and Pavlovian experiments, you understand that apparently we're conditioned, you know? So defend your own thing, man.
Yeah, yeah, I saw you pull out a book, that Art of War.
That was a statement. Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
And every general, every man who consider themselves roots general need to read that book. It's a small read. It's 45 minutes read. If you're listening to it in audiobook form, it's actually 45 minutes with introductions. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes. So and that's not quintessentially roots reggae. That's old Chinese manual. But it relates to anybody who is oppressed and is suffering based on someone else's greed. You have to learn how to defend your roots, my brethren. Yeah, all of us have to learn how to defend your roots. With cuisine, with music, fashion, yeah, our children, our children's future. These are fundamental principles.
Yes.
And when you think about it, everybody can sing in America, and everybody knows how to sing. But not everybody is called to carry the message. So those who are carrying the message need to stand up and stand up firm and carry the message. And carry the message in a firm way and make sure that it is packaged so the layman can understand. And make sure that the foundation is strong enough that it can go for generation and generation to come. Marley-esque. Yes. Earthly sound. Earthly sound, Bridging. Earthly rhythms.
Definitely the roots are cool.
You have to be roots. Yes. You have to be roots.
Okay, let me go back to Brother Hembrick. What did you think about those two songs? Did you get a chance to did it come clear to you? I know Earthly Works was kind of you have to really listen, but Pure Love was a little slower. You'd be able to hear it a little bit. So what you think?
Yeah, I could hear Pure Love a little better than the first one. Like I say, there needs to be some literature put out for people like me who are trying to get it. You know, I want to get it back. You know, the historical part, I've been, you know, studying for as long as you've been listening to the music. I've been studying the history all the way back with the Twa and the Nile Valley. So, let me just say this to what was spoken of earlier about the African connection throughout the diaspora. One thing we need to do, and what I've learned from Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben, is continue to take part in these tenements of the person who put us here in the first place, Babylon, as you say. You know, we can't get nowhere until we discard that stuff and seek to go back to what we had before we ran into this folk.
It's a change of mind.
Exactly. And with culture and everything, like there, my sister mentioned there's 50 countries. I think there's about 61, actually. But there's something that we can get from all of those different groups around on the continent, you know, because the history is so distorted. When I was teaching a classroom teacher, I would tell my students, even the maps, you look at the maps, and, you know, they have Europe being all big and Africa the size that it is. I teach my students that the United States will fit inside Africa three times. But if you look at this map, you can't tell that. And last thing I want to ask is, what's the name of the movie that the sister was referring to? I saw a documentary on
One Love.
On Marley. Is that the documentary that he plays in it?
No, man, it's called One Love. One most Love. Recent. Yeah.
It's called One Love. It's most recent. And it was the one that was put the most money in. Okay. The most they put the most money in that production. But there's so many movies. I could see how you can get confused. But the last one is called One Love, the Bob Marley story. And it was produced by his son, Ziggy, and his daughter, Sadella. And it's a beautiful love story for their mother.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of people are upset because a lot of information is missing. But, you know, you can only add 2 hours. What are you going to do? You can't tell everything.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that And so they focus on the production of the Exodus album, which is the one that he was recognized during that time. I believe he got the Peace Medal from the United Nations during that time. Finally happy.
Okay. You punish it before you eat it, eh?
They kind of focus it around that.
Let me ask the guests one
particular album. And then they added in the assassination attempt and all that other good stuff.
Brother
Yes, far right.
Boombo.
Yes, sir.
How much is Garveyism received or practiced on the island these days?
Garveyism? Yeah. That's not a thing in Jamaica, man.
That's a what?
That's not a thing in Jamaica, Garveyism. Most people don't recognize the chokehold that the British Empire has on the world, and the damage that their primary root has created among modern mindsets, modern speaking, modern approaches. Now, which colonial master would champion a character like Marcus Garvey? Marcus Garvey just recently got pardoned by Joe Biden. And we were having a discussion recently as creators to say, what does that mean for the Jamaican public? What does that mean for Jamaicans? And when you look at it, what has the Jamaican government said about that event where Marcus Garvey was pardoned by the U.S. The outgoing U.S. president? Garveyism is not a thing, my brethren. Garvey was a champion for black liberation. Now, which oppressor want black liberation, especially when they're European? They don't want black liberation. They're not going to put Garvey in schools. Garvey's Jamaica's first national hero. You want to go see his monument. How neglected it is. Yeah? It's not a thing in Jamaica, man. And anybody who tells that thing, they're lying.
I would say
the organization was called UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. It was the largest organization. God, can you believe? I mean, this is before TV, to cell phone, all of them things. At 6 million, the numbers ran up to 6 million. There has not been an organization since that has been able to even reach that Marley. Feat there. I mean, the fact that he had shipped, Sierra Leone, he had shipped that sailed to Sierra Leone in that time. Wow, that's so honorable. Honorable.
It is honorable for those who know, but to the question of how is Garveyism in Jamaica, there isn't a course in the University of the West Indies that covers the achievement of Marcus Garvey. The Jamaica high school system, secondary school system, does not cover Marcus Garvey in their curriculum. The primary school system does not cover Marcus Garvey in the curriculum. Elementary kindergarten does not have a picture of Marcus Garvey in their classrooms. So to answer the question, what do Jamaicans think about Garveyism? There's nothing. There's nothing around it. There's nothing formal around it.
That's so sad.
And the slave master won't allow it. The slave master won't allow it.
So you're saying that the slave master run an educational system throughout Jamaica?
My lad, Jamaica is a commonwealth. Jamaica is a commonwealth of Britain. Jamaica, the highest court in Jamaica, or the highest court that provides justice for Jamaica, is the Privy Council that lives in England. Jamaica, the highest office in Jamaica is the Governor General. And he reports to 10 Downing Street, which is British Parliament.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Jamaica has a
defense force. Who is Jamaica defending Jamaica, defense force of Jamaica defending Jamaica against? The defense force is the militia for the British Empire. Jamaica pays rent to the United States, to the United Kingdom. Jamaica's taxpayers pay for the British monarch to have steak and quail and all the fancy foods they eat. Jamaica is British property. It has been, and it will continue to be so until something give, until we understand that we have the responsibility to shake this up. Yeah, man. So, yeah, the slave master won't allow it.
And that's where Ruth roots reggae music coming, because roots reggae music coming like the teacher for the youth and for the Jamaicans, because most Americans, when they think Jamaica, well, most conscious Americans, when they think Jamaica, they think Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey. And it's nothing like that.
Nothing like that for real.
They think Rasta. They think, say, Rasta running the place. Nothing like that. Nothing. That's why the brethren are saying. So it's like, must run the place. What's going on? Nothing like that. Most people don't even know when Marcus Garvey's birthday is.
That's my point. That's the point that I'm making. Most people, listen, man. People in Jamaica are so caught up in the paper chase. People have to work. People have to work. People are always working. The service industry is where people go to work to make money to take care of their families. I mean, when you think about the mandate of the oppressor, what the oppressor wants you to know, you will know. The oppressor doesn't want you to know about Marcus Garvey because he might start a revolution in his own yard.
That's true.
You know, so again,
most people don't read. You don't read anymore. We got a TikTok mentality. We can't read. We can't
just
think
like that.
Past 8 seconds.
Just like that. Just like that. TikTok is a TikTok. We're in the TikTok era.
14.
Yeah, man. Snapchat. Snapchat era.
I want to know what Miss Jen J thought about the two songs that we played. Miss Jen J?
I love the song, the second song, because of the horns. I like the second song. The horns just sort of, I mean, that stand out to me. That I love, you know.
Oh, so you mm-hmm. like the first horn one section.
Subtle. It'll carry a roots rhythm. It was nice. But you see the second one? So, had to run the race right there.
Ms. Jen J, I got to introduce you to his catalog also. I think you really would enjoy it. Yes.
Yeah, man, it's music made for the people, man. And it's made to full jive. So, but you full jive.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Ms. Jen J, any last words before we part ways?
We are saying?
Any last words before we part ways? Do you have anything else to say before we conclude?
I'm just real excited. It's my children that exposed me to the contemporary music that's happening to Jamaica. They know about all the hippity hoppers, but is that not, that's not their style, you know. If you get a chance, please listen to Blaze Mob. The newest track is Rastafari Children, and then them have a next track called Big Road, where my Kingman is in the beginning playing guitar.
Oh, so sweet. Excellent. I'm definitely gonna be in.
When in doubt, always promote. Is that what we are dealing with?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check out Blaze Mob more.
Definitely. Me likewise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Brother Clotted.
Yes, my champion.
As usual, you come with excellent commentary. What you want to leave us with this evening?
Well, you know, Bridget, I and I say, let's not lean too much to the labels that were provided to us by the slave master. We have to know. And everything them give you, we must take. You understand? We have to start. We are in the information age. Information is here now. We cannot complain that no one gave it to us or we don't have enough access. We are living in the information age. We are living in an age where What we search for on a regular basis is what the algorithms provide. Huh? I don't think they knew that that was going to happen. Yeah? So I implore the youth of today, seek direction to your roots, man. Go farm yourself based on what you choose to uptake. You hear a new word, put it in the search engine. That's what the search engine is there for. The Facebook, the Instagram, all of them have a search engine feature. Start to look for stuff that relates to your well-being, health and wellness, knowledge-based wellness. Yeah? Do not sit here, stand here, wait here, and sleep here to be validated by a system that oppress you and put you in a position to be less than who you actually are. Change your mind, change your direction, develop yourself, and become.
Okay. Yeah.
Bridget, which part of Jamaica you said you were?
Westmoreland, Negril.
Hmm?
Westmoreland, Negril.
Okay. Westmoreland. Mm-hmm.
Peter Touch, please.
Yeah.
Respect, Mama.
Peter yeah. Touch Town.
Yes, Mama. Yes, Mama. Peter Touch. Fire Warrior. Fire Warrior, please.
Yes. It's my first concert. My King Man take me to, you know.
Sorry, my battery is going to drop. So
okay, you know, well.
It's best for me to say farewell before it jump out, you know.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, brother, and definitely we want to hear back from you as soon as we can get you. We'll set it up and definitely gonna follow your music.
We'll share the music.
Yeah, man, Rastafari, love and grace, you know. Guidance. Oh, yeah. Yes, Virgin.
Yeah. And
Rastaki, I want you to forward this music to me, please.
Will do. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that for you and Brother Hembrick. That's gonna be my task after we conclude. So
I am witness to that.
Okay. So I appreciate you coming this evening, Brother Clotta, Sister
Benjay,
and Brother Hembrick. It's been a nice session this evening, and hey, this is just the first of many.
Step on record, man. Everything good, man. Manners and respect, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Much love.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Every time, Virgin.
We're taking our pause.
Respect.